Ah, I do hear thunder. Hey, baby, you better come get under my umbrella. Oh well, you get the jazz. That's okay. There we go. All right. In Genesis 22, Adonai tests Abraham. You know the story, how Abraham Adonai tells Abraham to offer up his only son as a burnt offering. Abraham is faithful and goes to do this. He binds his son, he takes up the knife and draws it back. Then the angel of the Lord calls to Abraham. Here am I, Abraham replies. And the angel says, do no harm to your son. Abraham, in Genesis 22, 14 through 18. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. Your seed, all the nations of the earth, shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Abraham was under Adonai's umbrella because he obeyed Adonai's voice. And in Genesis 26, 1 through 6, there was a famine in the land beside the first famine. That was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you. Dwell in the land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore Abraham, your father, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seeds all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my law. And Isaac obeyed Adonai and dwelt in Gerar. Isaac listened to Adonai's voice and therefore was under Adonai's umbrella. Genesis 28:12. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seeds, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Yaakov woke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Yaakov was under Adonai's umbrella. Adonai gave his laws, his ordinances, his statutes in Exodus 20-23:19. And then in Exodus 23:22, but if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Then on down at 25, so you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. The Hebrews were under Adonai's umbrella. They were all under Adonai's umbrella as long as they obeyed him. Romans 11:13. For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh and save some of them, for if their being cast away is a reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy, and the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, we too can be under Adonai's umbrella. Whose umbrella are you under? I meant to say before I started, I'll put it in now. This message might not be for everyone, but I'm sure there's someone out there that it is for. And probably speaking more to the singles and to the teens, but if it applies to anyone else, then it applies. Now, I've been saying to the men to step up to the plate, to lead your family in things and ways of the Lord. Be the head of your family, the umbrella, the covering. Ladies, does your husband provide for the household? Like Jacob talks about in Genesis 30:30. For what you had before I came was little, and it was increased to a great amount. the Lord has blessed you since my coming. And now, when shall I also provide for my own family? Like Adonai tells us he will do in Deuteronomy 7, 12. I know I'm using a lot of scripture, but then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep you. The covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. He will keep with you the covenant and mercy which he swore to your fathers. And he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock, in the land of which he swore to your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. Does your husband joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, as in Romans 7:22? Romans 7:1, or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. Singles, young people, teens. Some of you are looking for a mate now, or soon will be. Did your parents or parents model to you what you should look for in a mate? How to treat your future mate? To treat them in a way you want to be treated. Did they or are they modeling a godly umbrella, a covering to you? Did your father or your fathers model the umbrella covering in the leading of the family in Bible study and prayer? Of course, there are some that fall short in this category, like Romans 8:6 talks about. They are spiritually dead. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. My father was a good provider. We lived out in the country off of a main highway. Main highway was probably no further than near to the road out there. And back when I was a teenager, I don't know if they have them now. I guess they still, some of them. I'll stand here. back then, we called them bums, hobos, or what have you. That some of them would ride the rails, some would walk the highway. And they seemed to have our house marked, I guess. It seemed like everyone that come by would, stop, would knock on the door, And mom and dad would never turn them away hungry. They would always feed them. And maybe even give them some clothes, some shoes. In the summertime, they always had something cold for them to drink. And in the wintertime, they'd give them a cup of coffee. My father did not show his love that much, nor did my mother. But we knew that they loved us. My mother, her parents died when she was 10, 12 years old. My dad's father left when he was about 12. And he had to become the man of the home. He had to help earn a living for the rest of his siblings. My mom was the spiritual one, the one who took us to church. What we got at church was about the only spiritual training we got. Because my mom and dad both had to work to make a living for the family. My father might have gone with us twice a year, special occasions. When parents are spiritually dead, they do not model the umbrella covering. It was late in my dad's life when he accepted Yeshua as his Savior. So many times, the mother has to be the spiritual leader. We were raised in a society where we as men were taught to be macho, to be manly. And those things of the Bible were just not cool. It was okay to read it but to follow it, to be loving, what have you, it was just not manly. So the training was left up to the wife or the mother. And the ladies, they have stepped up. And ladies, you have stepped up. But how much have you taken? Have you taken too much? Let's talk about your relationship with your husband. Have you taken too much power away from your husband? Some women talk about their husbands in a bad way or a bad manner. They put their husbands down. They make their husbands feel inadequate as a provider, as a father, as a lover. This can cause some men to withdraw emotionally. Or some men even turn to another woman, have an adulterous affair. Young ladies, I caution you against this. Also for the time when you find a mate. These are all symptoms of an issue. Not only with your husband, but an issue with Adonai. I caution you against this. Do not do this. be a Proverbs 31 woman. Whose umbrella are you under? You might say, my husband's. Oh, are you? And I'll come back to that in a moment. Because the shoe could also be on the other foot. Men and young men, don't tell your wives or your wives-to-be. They may be a bad housekeeper or a bad mother, a bad lover. In the world of today, a lot of mothers have taken a work outside of the home to help make a living. But even if they do not, they take care of children at home. And men, believe it or not, this can be a hard job, as hard as your job, if not harder. And men, is not beneath you to help with housework. If you say any of these things to your wife, use wisdom in relating to them. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. For the father is the head of the wife, as also Messiah is the head of the congregation, and he is the savior of the body. Husbands, love your wives, just as Messiah also loved the congregation and gave himself up for her. So the husband ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the congregation. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Let's talk about one area of your relationship. The intimate part. You might say, you can't talk about that here. I heard Chuck Swindoll this week talk about it on the radio. And he said the two places you should talk about sex are at home and here among believers. And why not? God had some very important things to say about it. Read the Song of Solomon, Song of Songs, Song of Solomon, particularly chapter 7. But I will use 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 5. Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immoralities. Let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except with consent for a time, that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. I can see some of you using verse 5 there when your mate tries to get intimate. Let's pray. It doesn't work that way. It's not the way God intended it. Everything should be agreed upon. You should not use sex as a leverage against your mate or to get what you want. Whose umbrella are you under? Teens, some of you are at the age where you're dating. If you're in an ungodly situation, it isn't too late to get out. A young people, this applies to you also. Ladies, you set the tone for your home. You have the power to make your husband do things and think it was his own idea. This can be a good thing. Help your husband to be the umbrella God wants him to be, and help him to stay under Adonai's umbrella. Singles and young people, look for those godly umbrella qualities in your parents. Or if your parents are not modeling, look at others here in this congregation. And carry those models on to your marriage. When I see an umbrella, I think of a covering from the sunshine, from thunder, lightning, and rain. Like in Exodus 19, 16 through 19. Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was thundering and lightning, and a thick cloud on the mountain. And the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moshe brought the people out of the camp to meet with Adonai, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moshe spoke, and Adonai answered him by his voice, are with thunder. In the Hebrew, it is known as the bat kol. When Adonai speaks with thunder, hear him and receive the rain of his blessings. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. And Father, I pray your blessings over the teens, over the young, over the families in this congregation. I pray that they be godly men and women that they dig into your word and that they pray daily. And that they be the covering, the future covering that you would have them to be, a godly covering. We thank you and praise you in Yeshua's name. Amen.